By my affection I enter into the earth and maintain it in its orbit. So Govardhan is a one small hill on the earth. Whole earth is maintained by Krishna. So it's not extraordinary for Krishna. But it's extraordinary for the devotees, because he protected them by lifting Govardhan hill. So Govardhan hill, 7 days are over. Rain start, thunder start, sun visible in the sky, and Krishna asked, now is all safe along with cows, please go back to your own homes. And then Krishna put the hill back in its original position. And after that, the devotees which were under the hill, they were reciprocating with Krishna. So today's verse speak of the Vatsalya Bhagavan, the paternal lovers of Krishna, is now reciprocating with Krishna. So this verse goes, Yashoda Rohini Nando,
Yashoda Rohini Nando,
Namascha Balinam Varaha,
Namascha Balinam Varaha,
Krishna Malingya Yujo,
Krishna Malingya Yujo,
Ashisa Sneha Katra,
Ashisa Sneha Katra.
I think we will recite the other verse, because this verse officially has no purpose. So Mother Yashoda, Mother Rohini, and Nanda Maharaj, and Balaram, the greatest of the strong, all embraced Krishna. Overwhelmed with affection, they offered him their blessings. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, this verse describes more details of interaction with his mother and others. It is not unsuitable to include Balaram in that capacity as elder brother. But if this affectionate brother also hold up the strength, Artha, in his expansion as a sage, now Chakravarti Pad is saying, Balaram could have done this. What is the difficulty for Balaram when he is holding the whole earth as his one expansion as sage? So to lift the Govardhan is not at all a big thing for Balaram, but he did not do that. So it is an expansion of sage. Why did he not show his powers then when his younger brother held up the Govardhan and helped him? Why Balaram did not help? Chakravarti Pandit says, the answer is that when Krishna made his decision to lift Govardhan to stop worship of Indra and begin worship of Govardhan and to protect inhabitant of earth. So it is, this pastime has three purposes. First purpose is stop worship of Indra, because he was proud. So Krishna don't want his devotee to be proud. Number two, worship the Govardhan hill. So he wanted to worship the devotee more than a demigod. The Govardhan is Haridas Varya, best among the devotees. So worship of the devotee is more than the worship of demigod. Number three, and to protect inhabitant of Vraj. The third purpose of lifting Govardhan is to give protection to the devotees. Name Bhakta Prana Shanti is always protector of his devotees. So three purposes in one action. It would be improper and impossible for his answer, means Seisha and Balaram, to do anything else. Thus Balaram did not show powers. as Krishna is Shaktiman, holder of all powers, by his desire alone, suitable powers will make their appearance in his answer. It means his expansion gate power from Krishna. So when Krishna is using his will to do the thing, his sankalpa shakti, so there is no need for any other answer or expansion to do the job. Yashoda Rani, it says in some pictures, Vishwacharya Chakravarti Thakur says, in ancient depiction means pictures, it is seen that Yashoda and Rohini offering butter to Krishna to eat while Krishna's father and brother holds Govardhan on their heads. Some pictures in olden Yashoda. When Yashoda and Rohini, they were feeding butter to Krishna, when the hill, the Nanda Baba, his father and brother holds Govardhan on their heads. This is out of excitement due to their affection. Sneha Katraha. According to the Vaishnava Toshani, thus in this verse they are described as being excited, katraha, and confused by their affection. Srila Yuga Goswami writes, this verse described the meeting with his mother and others who were more affectionate to him than others, cowherds and women, and were situated behind him. Rohini's name is mentioned before Nanda's name, since Nanda gave the great respect and she was the assistant of Yashoda. Balram is called the best of the strong because though he could have lifted Govardhan also, since he held the earth on his head with ease in his expansion named Sesha, he was not inclined to do so because Krishna desired to perform his pastime. Or the phrase can indicate that he embraced Krishna with great intensity. Agreeing with Krishna's desire, he remained silent. Because of his great affection, his great strength and his great knowledge are in order to assist in glorifying Krishna as the lifter of Govardhan. Thus he was not mentioned previously in the pastime. Yashoda, Rohini and Nanda blessed him saying, protect us always, be happy always and attain all your desires at all times. They were bewildered, Katraha, because of their affection. In old drawing of lifting Govardhan, it was sometimes seen that the elder women offer him butter to eat and their father and the uncles support Govardhan with their heads. In this way they become confused by their affection. Verse 31. Devi Deva Ganaha Siddhaha Sadhya Gandhrava Charanaha Tushto Vorha Mumuncho Stushta Pushpa Varshani Parthvi. In the heavens, O King of O King, all the demigods, including the Siddhas, Sadhya, Gandharva, Charanas, sang praises of Lord Krishna and showered their flowers in great satisfaction. Purport. The demigods in heaven were just as jubilant as residents of Vrindavan, and thus a great universal festival took place. Chakravarti Padai, same thing. Sri Jiva Goswami writes, not only the people of earth become joyful, but the inhabitant of heaven also celebrated. This is described in two verses, this verse and the next. Since Indra suffered broken pride, why did they act in this way? Because they are under Indra. All these names, they are assistant to Indra. And Indra is defeated by Krishna, by lifting. So how they are jubilant? The answer is, since Indra suffered broken pride, why did they act in this way? They were satisfied and joyful by seeing the sweet pastime of Krishna. And the destruction of Indra's pride, which made him commit a criminal act. Or, Sukhdev calls out to Parikshit in astonishment, since the devatas rejoiced even though their king had suffered. Or just as one properly ignored the governor in defiance, in deference to the king, so the devata properly ignored Indra in deference to the Supreme Lord. Or Parikshit, this is known to you. It should be understood that Indra was not angry by having his pride destroyed. Verse 32. Shankadunga Bhyo Nedo Dini Deva Prachodita Jagora Gandra Mahapatya My dear Parikshit, the demigods in heaven resoundly played their conch shell, kettle drums, and bass of Gandharvas, led by Tumburu, began to sing. Shri Yuga Goswami writes, the instruments were played skillfully and amazingly, parchoditaha, by the devatas or demigods. Or the instrument were played by the musician inspired by the dancing and singing. Divi is mentioned twice to indicate that devatas in heaven were not afraid of Indra by acting in this way. Sukhdev calls to Parikshit out of bliss are to indicate that king also celebrate in this way. Now the last verse of this chapter. Tato anuruktaisha pashupaihi parishratto Rajan sagosham sahabalo varajadharaihi Tathavidhanyasya kritani gopika This prachar Ato anuraktai pushpai parishrato Rajan swaghosham sabalo vrajadharai Tathavidhanyasya kritani gopika Rajan swagoshtam sabalo vrajadhari Tathavidhanyasya kritani gopika Vayantaiyo mudita hridisprasha Somebody can recite at least two times.
Tato anuraktai pasupai parisito
Tato anuraktai pasupai parisito
Rajan sagoshtam sabal vrajadhari
Rajan sagoshtam sabal vrajadhari
Tathavidhani asya kritani gopika
Tathavidhanyasya kritani gopika
Vayantaiyur mudita hridisprasha
Surrounded by his loving coward friends and Lord Balaram, Krishna then went off to the place where he had been tending his cows. The coward girls returned to their homes, singing joyfully about the lifting of Govardhan Hill and other glorious deeds performed by Lord Krishna, who had so deeply touched their heart. Before returning to their homes, the gopis shared intimate association with their lover, Sri Krishna, by exchanging secret glances. Ordinarily, they could not publicly talk about Krishna, since they were chaste young girls in a religious village. But now they took advantage of this wonderful exhibition by the Lord and freely sang of his beautiful qualities. It is natural that a young man wants to do something wonderful in the presence of beautiful young girls. The gopis were the most beautiful and the pure-hearted young girls, and Sri Krishna performed the most wonderful activities in their presence. Thus he entered deep within their tender hearts, enlivening their eternal devotion to him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, while Krishna was lifting up Govardhan, Radha and the other dear gopis were glancing at him from far off, unnoticed by others. When they were returning to their houses, they were singing with love. It should be understood that they had the ability to make songs about his activities at that moment. Here the expression Gopiya can mean the gopis who touched Krishna in their heart filled with prema, or who always meditated on Krishna. Or it can mean gopis whom Krishna touched to his chest or in his mind. That is, who were very dear to Krishna. In other words, it describes Krishna's quality. Shri Jiva Goswami writes, out of great joy as if singing, Sukhdev described their entrance into Vraj. He was surrounded completely by cowherds, since they were attracted to him. Anuraktahi. He saw who lifted Govardhan to protect Vraj came to his house. Instead of Sargoshta, sometimes Sargosham is seen. He entered his own house, that of Nanda, within the village Goshta. Out of bills, everyone went to his house. To his house, he is called Hari because he took away the suffering of Vraja caused by Indra's pride. And because he was most attractive in performing his pastime, all gopis become joyful. They were able to skillfully compose song at that moment. And Sanatana Goswami writes, Krishna's entrance into the village with while the gopis sang is described. He was surrounded by cowherds because they are by nature had great affection for Krishna. Anurakti. Cowherds include other. Everyone living in world virtuous. Krishna was the life of Vraja. This is described in verse 22. It was described that the servants and the priest also had entered the hall. O king, Sukhdev calls for attention of Parikshit, who was bewildered by great joy. Or Krishna shown, Rajan means shown, surrounded by others affectionately, sa indicate he who held up Govardhan to protect Vraj, or he whose face was seen by the gopis for 7 days continuously, or he who is the Lord of your life, Parikshit. He was with Balaram, Sahabalaha, holding hands or extending affection. Out of fear of rain, everyone had come close to Krishna, who was in the center in order to hold up the Govardhan. Now, with them he went back to Vraj. One version Goshtam Goshtam. Giving up other residents at the head of Govardhan, Krishna entered his residence at Nandapurisa. He was surrounded by cowherds. They came with him in great joy. He had taken away Indra's pride and suffering of the people, Hari, and attracted everyone with pastime. He gave even more happiness to gopis. They were overjoyed by singing about the activities of Krishna, who attracts everyone's heart. And that's Prachara. After seeing his sweet pastime, or they were overjoyed by the nature of the singing, or they were overjoyed by singing about activities which were indescribable, tatha avadhyam, avidhani, kirtani, is in plural, refers to one event, lifting Govardhan out of respect. So here ends the purport to all the four verses. So lifting of the Govardhan hill, this pastime of Sri Krishna, even in the beginning, Sukhdev starts his sars Bhagavan. When such pastime which appears extraordinary, like this pastime of lifting Govardhan, or the pastime of Ras Leela, Sukhdev immediately writes, these are the pastime of Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Bhagavan is there. So just you should not doubt that it's not possible. It's possible because Bhagavan can do anything. Now, the other message in this pastime is worship of the devotee is more dear to Krishna than worship of a demigod. And that is in line with the verse spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati, Aradhanam Sarvesham, Vishnuvadana Aradhanam Param. It's all right to worship God, but better than that, Tadiyanam or Samarchanam. So worshipping the dear devotees of Lord is more dear to Lord. So this is the one principle in this pastime. Now in these verses, the affection of parental Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda and Balaram on one side. And then the next verse speak about the demigods glorifying Krishna's pastime. And third verse speak about the gopis. Then this is the in a conjugal pastime. This is most intimate pastime because 7 days and 7 nights, all the gopis had a big feast to have exchange of glances with Krishna. This is said, Brahmaji was offering prayers to Krishna after stealing the coward boys and calves. Krishna never looked at Brahmaji. He never looked at Brahmaji. Brahma bowed down and then he left. But when Indra came with Surabhi, Mother Surabhi, and offered prayers, Krishna was smiling, this is alright, no problem, go. Why? The pastime of Brahma was separating Krishna from his devotees. For 1 year, Krishna's dear friends were separated from Krishna, which Krishna is not pleased with. But Indra, though he was proud, he wanted to destroy birds, but Krishna took a positive side that he made all the devotees to be with Krishna for 7 days. The one who makes Krishna and his devotees together, like the pastime of this lifting Govardhan, is very pleasing to Krishna. Therefore, the exchange of the parental gopis and the exchange between the gopis and singing of the gopis of Krishna's pastime, generally it is said, after this pastime, sometime Krishna used to say, do you know I lifted the Govardhan hill? Then the cowherd boys will say, wait a minute, we also put our stick and we support it. It's not that only you have lifted. We have also put our effort. And then gopis will come and say, hey Krishna, how you lifted the Govardhan hill? You steal the butter from our house and you got this strength. So our also share is in that. We also helped you to lift the Govardhan hill. But then very expert gopi like Lalita and Vishakha said, Krishna, if you would have lifted Govardhan, you must have lifted on the right hand. You lifted on the left hand. And left hand is Radharani's side. So you put the head on Radharani and enjoying the great benefit that you had lifted here. And what Krishna said? He said, see, in the hand Indra resides, because Indra is a presiding deity of the hand. I have put the hill on the head of Indra and I was enjoying. The Indra is a presiding deity of the hand. I put the hill on the head of Indra. And I am enjoying the pastime. Mother Yashoda was asked by the gopis, 7 days. The one verse says, 7 days, no coward. Boys, coward men or women were eating. No thirst, no hunger. Why? Because they were saying Krishna. So then gopis asked, hey, Yashoda, how many times Krishna eats every day? Say 8 times minimum. Say, my God, 8 times per day. and 7 days he did not eat. So let us make 56 preparation. 7 into 8 is equal to? So the Chappan Bhog is started by Govardhan Hill. This Chappan Bhog, Chappan means 56. So 56 means 8 times a day and 7 days. And the some Puranas said after that the Annakoot, the hill is now made of the grains and halva and everything and distributed among the devotees. This Govardhan Puja. This hill is a, this is some verses says in the Puranas about that. It is said Garga Acharya told, because everybody was worried that Krishna, and everybody wanted to massage Krishna's hand, it must be really getting big trouble. So they said, in front of Krishna, make a beautiful singhasan for Radha Rani and her sakhis to sit. Because she is Shakti. She is the energy of Krishna. So Krishna will get all energy and he can lift the Govardhan Hill. So Radha Rani was sitting, they are sitting just four eyes, gaze to gaze. I think once from this asana, one of our Maharaj was saying, yes, Peck. Say, Krishna tried to, because they were eye to eye with Radha and Krishna. So Krishna wanted to just see just below the eyes. He wanted to lift, go a little bit down to look at Radha. His hand was shaking and head was moving here. He immediately started looking at and gazing at Radharani. So ultimately, it is the beautiful time, a very extraordinary time of the 7 days and nights of Krishna with his dear devotees. They were together at one place. So when it was all over, Krishna says, you go. So they were singing the glories of Krishna's pastime, of this pastime, another pastime, and the last word, Hari, which our Acharya says, Hari means one who take away the trouble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hari has two, it has many meanings, but two are most important. The one is to take the trouble of the devotees, and the other meaning of the Hari is, Premdehi Manahare. He gives so much affection and love that he steals the heart of a devotee. Therefore, he is called Manohar. Manna means mind, or heart. Har means this one who steals. And he is called Manohar, Murli Manohar. So he steals the heart. That Hari is in Har. He takes away the heart of a devotee by giving love and affection. So here he has taken away the trouble of the Brajavasis caused by Indra, but also simultaneously he has stolen the heart of his dear devotees by protecting them with affection. So he is Hari. He is protector and Hridayasprashi. Hridayasprashi is a word on which Acharya has commented, that is, he has touched the heart of the gopis. And this is his quality, that he attracts everyone. So Krishna word, Krishna means all attractive. It's like magnet. Magnet has a power to attract iron. It's natural. Now, iron is also, magnet is also made up of iron. But it has a power to attract the other iron. So, qualitatively, living entity and Krishna both are Sachidananda. But Krishna is attractor and living entity is attracted. The pure devotees are naturally attracted to Krishna because Krishna has a power of attraction. What about us? Why we are not attracted to Krishna? Why the conditioned souls are not attracted to Krishna? Because when the iron is rusted with the sand and iron, water, when the water falls by rain and sand, the iron becomes rusted. And the rusted iron, even if you put on a magnet, it is not going to be attracted by a magnet. So power of magnet is there, but the iron is rusted. So it is not attracted, right? So what can be done? How we can make a rusted iron again attracted to the magnet Krishna? What can be done? Sandpaper to de-rust the iron. But sandpaper can do the work on his own? No. You need somebody to rust. This is a process. Holy name is sandpaper, cheto darpan marjanam. And a spiritual master is the person who really use the sandpaper to de-rust the conditioned soul. As soon as the rust is removed, the iron is going run automatically to the
magnet.
Then the living entity is automatically attracted to Krishna. And if the one nail is attracted to the magnet, it has a power to attract the other. It has a power to attract. You can have a line of many pins in a one line attracted to the magnet. Have you seen like that? There is parampara. One who is connected with Krishna, he can connect with Krishna. It's a big line. You all can be connected with Krishna through that power. That is the procedure. So all these Brajavasis, they are Ragatmika Bhakta. They are already completely absorbed in thought of Krishna. Their hearts are completely soft like a butter. And Krishna is a butter thief. So he steals their heart because their hriday Krishna can attract. Our hriday is, our heart is a steel frame, stone heart. So it needs really to be softened. And then, so this is the process. If we follow the process, the same attraction and same glorification of Krishna we can also do, provided we follow the process. And these are pastimes of Krishna in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are with his eternal associate mostly. And he brings his eternal associate along with him. And Govardhan is also one of his eternal associates in Golok Vrindavan. It has come out of the heart of Krishna, is in love of Krishna for the pastime of Radha Krishna. And when Krishna asked Radharani that I have to go to the Bhulok, on the earth for the pastime, Radha Krishna, and you please also come. She said, how can I be happy there if there is no Jamuna river and Govardhan? So Krishna says already Jamuna is there already sand and Govardhan is also on the way there to the place where we will have our pastime. So Govardhan is a, like Shri Rupa Goswami says, well, Mathura is the best, is better than the Vaikunth because Krishna appears there. Vrindavan is more higher than the Mathura because Krishna has his pastime there. And higher than Vrindavan is Govardhan because Krishna lifted is not only one thing. In Vrindavan, Krishna has a pastime of Ras Leela. But that Ras Leela is called common Ras Leela, Panchayati Ras Leela. All grades of gopis were in that pastime. Supakshya, Vipakshya, leftist, rightist, every gopi was there, and therefore Radharani was not enjoying that. Therefore, she left along with Krishna. But in Govardhan, the pastime of Krishna is only with the gopis of his side. Not the other general gopis are allowed there to have pastime with Krishna. Therefore, Govardhan is higher than Vrindavan. But it's still on Govardhan. Coward boys can go, coward men can go to herd the cows. Yes, they are going there because in this time, in the pastime of stealing calves, we know that the calves were down and cows were up on the hill with coward boys, and when they saw the calves, they were running down. It means coward boys are going to the Govardhan hill. So still there is a little bit embarrassment for the gopis to meet Krishna at Govardhan. Therefore, Radha Kund is the topmost, because nobody else except Radharani and his group can associate with Krishna. No other person can enter Radha Kund. There is only the place where Krishna is with Radharani and her associate, this group, no other groups are allowed. So therefore Govardhan is even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada used to say Radha Kund is so exalted place that our worshipful acharyas are living there. We don't dare to live there. We can go there and serve them in the evening, come back at Govardhan and stay there. This was the mood of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. That we will go to Radha Kund in a day and serve our superiors, those who are in eternal pastime of Krishna, those who have already prapti dasha, those who have realized their swarup, but we will come back and stay at Govardhan. At night we will stay at Govardhan. That was the mood of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. And somehow this Govardhan has so much attraction that in last days Srila Prabhupada wanted to have a parikarma of Govardhan. This was his, one of the last desires, that he wanted to go in a punakhan and have a parikarma of Govardhan. It means the intensity or love of Srila Prabhupada towards Govardhan in his pastime, in his last days, was also a sort of teaching for us that circumambulation of Govardhan or Govardhan parikarma is dear to the devotees. So I think we have 5 more minutes to discuss. Some have some question or comment. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Before question and comment, and senior devotees sitting here, anybody has some wise words or advice?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for this most beautiful and detailed lecture. I want to add something a little bit. That, yes, you may say that we cannot, at this stage of our conditioning, experience attraction for Krishna. But then again, Prabhupada said in his last day that everything moving and non-moving, there's nothing but Krishna. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. So one may say that, of course, material energy is also Krishna. And so, in conditioned stage, yes, Krishna is all attracted, either directly or indirectly, by the living entities going mad for matter, which is ultimately based on attraction for Krishna. In other words, attraction for Krishna is never inhibited. It's just this pure, in a pure way or in a conditioned way. What do you think of that?
Prabhu is saying everybody is attracted to Krishna. Some are attracted to Krishna directly and some are attracted to Maya of Krishna, which is also of Krishna. Mostly, they both are attracted to Krishna. One is direct and one is indirect. So conditioned souls are attracted mostly
It's like a thief was attracted to the ornament of Krishna, not to the Krishna. So ornament of Krishna, if somebody is attached to ornament of Krishna, that's also perfection. But to attach to the Krishna is the perfection. And for that really we have to do chetubharapana. Krishna is all attractive, but we have to prepare ourselves to be attracted to him. Yes, Prabhu, what is your question?
Mike, please.
Krishna.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Very nice examples you gave of removing the rust of iron. So, just wanted, this question came to my mind that is that mean that our rust is more powerful than Krishna's attractive power?
No, Krishna's attractive power is always there. But because of rust, we are not attracted to Krishna.
That means our arthas are more powerful than Krishna's attractive potential.
Because this is our independence, little independence Krishna has given to us. This is the misuse of our little independence. Because we don't want to be attracted to Krishna. Why? Because we want to enjoy separate from Krishna. The problem is that basically we want to be enjoyed. And that is a competitive mood with Krishna, because Krishna is the enjoyer. The whole problem of material world is enjoying mentality. And the solution is service attitude. The whole problem is enjoying mentality. This all rust is enjoying mentality. And Krishna is the only enjoyer. Ekal Krishwar Krishna Har Sabhvritti. So if we agree that Krishna is the only enjoyer, and we are to assist him, then there's no problem. But if we think we are also separate into it, there is actually a problem. This is the principle. Enjoying mentality is cause of bondage, is a big rust. And service attitude is a solution to the problem. Therefore, when we get initiation, there's a word das added to our name, which means now you must adopt service attitude. Because this word that, and we are very tricky. Even somebody asks our name, we are really very, very smart, never say the word das. Prabhu, we'll say Prabhu. We'll say half name, but never put das behind it. Because this is our problem. My name is with Das, but I will never say Das. Therefore, my request is, in a Kali Yuga, I used to say, when friends climb uphill, it has two engines, one front and one back, because it's very difficult to go up. So anybody asks you your name, then you say Das Sarupoman Das. You put a Das front and Das behind. That will be easy. Then you use this simple technique. You use double das actually. Because it's not easy really to break this false enjoying mentality. This is our problem. So this rust is enjoying mentality, which is because of our independent, slim independence, that we are misusing it. Hare Krishna. I think time is over. Anybody has any question or comment? Quickly. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. In this past time, we were reading through that the example of governor, when he goes against the king, so he is not to be followed. This is one example. In contrast, in Bhagavatam, we see that when Sati wanted to visit Daksha's Yajna, so she went against the desire of Lord Shiva. Still, Nandi and all the followers, they followed Sati, knowing that Lord Shiva actually wants that we support Sati. So, in our practical scenario, when we are to assist our superiors, and they sometimes from our point of view may not be in line with the their superiors, then what is the best course of action for us?
This is a very tricky question. It's like Priyavarta has on one side is a spiritual master Narad saying take sannyas, another side is Swayambhu Manu and his father, the Brahma and Swayambhu Manu asking him to become a king. Srila Prabhupada writes there, when you have two authorities to follow, then be smart and don't dissatisfy anybody and get a middle way and both should be peaceful. Prabhupada said, you use it because there, when two authorities are there, then you should be really, ultimately, you have to. Priyavartat, Brahma is the Veda personified and Manu is the Smriti personified. It means Veda and Smritis are asking me to follow this. So that is also the proper path. And my spiritual master ultimately is son of Brahma. So his father is there. So he will not go against his father. So ultimately he went to the Narada and said, my father and your father is also saying the same thing. My father Swayambhu Manu and your father Brahma is saying, what do you say? He said, go do it for a while and then come back. So Sati's pastime is a little, it has a little different insight basically. Sati, when Ramachandra was looking for Sita with Lakshman, Shankar was sitting with Sati and Shiva made obeisance to Ramachandra. Sati says, who is that? He said, my lord. He said, your lord? Why is he crying for a wife? Then Sati went and took the form of Sita and went in front of Ramachandra. But Ramachandra said, Mata, where is Shankar? So Ramachandra recognized Sati in the form of Sita. So she became really ashamed and embraced. And then Shankar asked, where did you go? She did not dare. Shankar decided that now she is not fit to stay with me because she has examined and tested my master by falsely personifying as a Sita. So her destiny was to be destroyed. So there's insight in that also. And Lord Shiva, when he saw that Sati is adamant to go to Daksha, even after my advice, he thought that she is going to die in any way. If I don't allow them, she will die here. If I allow him, she will die there. It's better she should die there. Why she should die at my home? Why? Because Shiva knows Bhagavad Gita. He knows if he dies here, if she dies here, she will think of Daksha. If she dies there, she will think of me. She will come back to me as a Parvati. So at the final time, she will think of me. Then she will go there. So there is much more really, what's the sauce in between the pastimes. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki
jai.
Jai Gaur Premanand ki.